and welcome back to Oh Boy, the podcast with the Lost Bros. I'm Cody T, and I'm here with...
I'm Lex, and we are missing our third bro today, Mr. Cameron. If you're listening, we miss you.
Cam's in California, so you have me and Lex today, and we're so excited to be here. Today we have an awesome subject. It's pretty relevant to what we have going on this week. Today's podcast, we are talking about tips, tricks, secrets, and underrated things to do at the monorail resorts. And this may or may not coincide very heavily with all the shirts that we have coming out this week.
Yeah, so if you're listening today, you will definitely get a little sneak peek or sneak tips on what drop is coming this week, which you will see it all over our Instagram very soon. So we're excited about this. We love the resorts. We like to go for lunch or for dinner all the time. We really like just hanging out there. We also really love staying there. It's a nice way to like feel, you know, the Disney magic and feel like you're at Disney World without like the chaos and the craziness of the parks and the wait times. So for us, the resorts are basically our second home. We love it there. And we've actually stayed at all three of the Monorail Loop resorts, but they're pretty easy to get to because if you go to Magic Kingdom, you have access to them. So we spent quite a bit of time there. So I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah. So before we get started, I will quickly just mention, if you're new here, we own the store, The Lost Bros. And by listening to this podcast, you can get 15% off your first order using the code. I always make it up on the spot. Today's will be...
Lex is mad.
Bay Lake.
No, I was going to give one because you'll see later why. But never
use
mind.
The code Bay Lake for 15% off your first order as soon as you're done listening to the podcast, or you can shop while you're listening. And if you'd like to support the podcast in any other ways, we do have our Patreon, which we're starting to get even more involved with. We're starting to pump out some more content on there, exclusive for Patreon, as well as our bonus episode. You get free shipping on one order every month. You get early access to every Monday drop that we do. All sorts of other cool perks. You can get the link to that in the description here. And I'm really excited, actually, because we do have, we made an announcement on our Patreon yesterday that no one knows about, and no one will actually know about it for a few more weeks until we're actually there and doing it. And we offered a poll. People actually got to vote on something related to what we're doing here. So again, we're not going to say it just yet, but we are excited. So head over to Patreon if you're interested in supporting us in that way. And other than that, we're going to dive right into today's show, which again are basically our tips and tricks of the monorail resorts. A lot of these are good things to know for, you know, a few different reasons. The first one being, if you're having a Magic Kingdom day and you need some good food, because everyone knows Magic Kingdom doesn't have good food, all of these are going to help you out a lot. There's tons of food in here. It's not all food. But the other stuff will be for if you're taking a rest day or you're doing a resort hopping day. A lot of these things are going to be cool things, that, you know, you can experience on these days off. You know, I think a lot of people are super interested in resort hopping when they're down here. They want to see, you know, Disney has 20 something resorts and everybody wants to see what they are. And, you know, there's really so much to see if you're just walking around, but hopefully we're going to give you guys, you know, a couple of things to actually do and really like get yourself involved in what's going on at these resorts. So Lexi, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool. So, I mean, what I would say to kick off, there's a lot of obvious things that we're not going to go over and we can toss them out there now. Obviously every resort at 6 PM or whatever does the free marshmallows by their campfire. Almost all the resorts have campfires. They all do free marshmallows and you can buy s'mores kits. Highly recommended. If you're staying at a resort or if you're not staying on property and you are resort hopping, this is always a great thing to do. There's always the movies at 7 PM or whatever time it is. Check, you know, they have the listings everywhere. They're always playing good movies at each resort. Some of them are new. A lot of them are classics.
And what's great, though, I know we're not going to talk too much about that, but let's say you're at the Magic Kingdom till like 6 p.m. You can jump on the monorail loop and go to a resort and then end your night watching a movie on the beach. So that's even a great tip to know if you're not staying on property. You could end your Disney day with a Disney movie on the beach. Like last week, they were playing Encanto, and that was really fun.
Where was that?
At Grand Flow. I guess that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Huh. Very cool. So yeah, you know, there's all that stuff. And I think really you could pull up any article online and they'll give you like the really basic couple things to do that you should know about. But starting now, we are going to dive into some stuff that you just may or may not know, that I think will really make your, really amp up your resort days. So Lex, where do you want to kick off? Do we want to go? So we have this list here, but it's not really separated by resort. Do you want to go by resort? Do you want to bounce around?
I think we should definitely go by resort.
Okay. What resort would you like to start at today?
Well, let's just pretend you just got to the TTC. You hop on the resort monorail. Where do you head to first?
Yeah, first thing is the Polynesian.
The Poly.
Okay. So the Poly has quite a few things. The first one I'll kick off is super basic. It could be on the basic list. But they do have the, oh my God, it's not the Pineapple Promenade. What is that one called?
So the Aloha Isle.
Oh my God, you're right. Aloha Isle, which is one of the only places outside of Magic Kingdom at Disney World where you can get Dole Whip. Although, you know, I would say 5 years ago when we started the Lost Bros, it was really, you could only get it in Magic Kingdom and then here at the Poly. Now you can get it at Springs at the Dole Whip place, Fuel at the Swan and Dolphin has Dole Whip. So, I mean, you can definitely find it other places, but Aloha Isle always has a special. They always have like a special Dole Whip, either flavor or a little sundae that they're doing. They had the, you remember the Krakatoa one, mm-hmm. with the little guys from Moana. They always have something cool going on there. So if you're looking for a Dole Whip and you're not looking to get into the park for the day, it is one of my favorite little ice cream refreshment type things. And it is right there in the courtyard of the Polynesian. You can walk around with it. It's great.
Yeah, and everyone knows all about the food at the Poly. Like, if you are a fan of Disney resorts, you know that Ohana is one of the best meals on property. You know all about the bread pudding at Ohana. You know about Kona. Like, you know about all the good stuff there. So the things that, like, I know I want to talk about, probably the number thing I want to talk about is this bar there at the pool called the Barefoot Pool Bar. It sounds very basic. It sounds like we're just going to talk about food here, but there's so many good hidden menu items on here that I don't think I've ever gone down there to try food. But then there was one time I was staying at the Polynesian and I just was hungry and went to the pool bar and I was shocked at what their offerings are. And I double checked the menu to before this to make sure everything was still on there and it's exactly the same, because you know, after COVID, some menu items change, but it looks like it's all still there, which is really exciting. So a quick little overview of the things that are really good. They have a black pepper Parmesan chicken wings. Those were delicious. But for some reason, the two things I loved the most was the fried wonton chips, and it's served with a spicy duck sauce. But they have these Portuguese donuts served with a passion fruit curd. And oh my gosh.
Malasadas.
Oh my gosh. Those are so stinking good. And the trick about that is that you think it's a pool bar. So if you're not staying at the Poly, you can't go up and order it because you're not at the pool. But isn't there a little...
There's a window for people who are outside of the pool.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there's no magic band on that gate right there, I don't think. But either way...
But the pool area is for resort, you know, yeah, guests.
But there is a window open to people walking by and you can order from there.
It's right when you get off the boat. If you're taking the boat from Magic Kingdom to the Poly and you're walking up, you can see the little pool bar right there on your left. And there's a little side window or like open area where you can order without actually going into the pool gate. So you don't have to be staying on property to try this food here. And it's really, really good. Small portions from what I remember, but really good. Mm-hmm. So that was one that I definitely wanted to talk about and mention. Cody, is there anything that you just had to talk about?
Yeah, one thing that I'm not sure who does or still doesn't realize this yet, but a huge one is at Tambu Lounge. So one, Tambu Lounge upstairs is right outside Ohana. And I think most people are only there because they're like waiting for their Ohana reservation. But that is not the only time to be there. There's a couple really good things to talk about there. I know obviously this one's going to be food heavy too. They have great food offerings there. They have really good hot wings and they have some really tasty flatbreads. But you can also order a few different foods from Ohana. You can get the sweet noodles, which are like amazing. And it's like $5 if I remember correctly.
Unfortunately, really they took those off. I double checked the menu this morning. There's no sweet noodles there.
So it's not on the listed menu.
Oh, it's not.
It's not in the app. You wouldn't see it in the app and you wouldn't see it on that menu. You just order it at the bar.
Oh, that's a secret. That's right. You can just order it from...
Yes.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like also Tambu Lounge. They sell Ohana bread pudding, but that's not on the menu.
Not on there. Yeah.
So that's my other thing. You can also get the Ohana bread pudding there at a really good price. You can get the noodles. And at one point, you could also get the skewered meat, which I don't believe you can get anymore. But you can always ask and see what they're willing to round up for you.
Yeah,
but the Ohana noodles to me are such a big deal because I went downstairs and I got like a protein downstairs and then I brought it upstairs and I dumped it into my noodles and it was like great.
Yeah, and they have the options they do have on the actual menu. They do have a basic like California roll, but they do have the hot wings there, the pot stickers with the chili garlic sauce, and then barbecue pork ribs with pickled peppers and pineapple slaw. So there's definitely, just off the menu itself, some really, really good options. And like they have the pot stickers in Ohana too, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like a little mini, and there's no wait time for that. You just wait for a seat in the bar to be open and you go. So if you're craving Ohana and can't get in, you can still get the Ohana goodness. I mean, you get the noodles, you get the hot stickers, you get the ribs, and then the bread pudding, and that's it. You just had a little tiny version of Ohana right outside of Ohana.
Yeah. And they have a pretty fair amount of space out there too, because you can also order at the bar and then just take it with you.
Yeah, like down to the beach. We used to do that a lot. I'd go get a lapu-lapu and then some of the pot stickers, take it down to the beach. That was fantastic. Yeah, that's a really good one, especially the Ohana bread pudding that you can get without being in Ohana. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Another good one is for any of you coffee lovers, just so you are aware, it's nothing too crazy, but Kona Island is technically their sushi bar. So they have sushi and they have some really fun, like dessert bacons there and the chocolate strawberries. Like that's delicious. But in the mornings, it's specifically like supposed to be a coffee bar. So you're able to go get quite a few different options for coffee there and not just your standard black cup of Joffrey's from down at Captain Cook's. So if you're a big coffees lover, my big tip for that one is go get your coffee from Kona Island in the morning. Don't go down to Captain Cook's because they have a much better espresso and different drinks like that over at Kona Island. And also get the chocolate covered bacon while you're there because that's so good.
The next thing that I'll bring up is this is kind of widely known, but in case you don't, I'll say it. The Polynesian Beach is actually one of the best places to watch the fireworks anywhere on property.
Yeah, it's the best view. I definitely would agree with that.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously to get in there, you would have to have a reservation. You have to eat at Ohana and then you can hang out there and walk to the beach after. But another thing is if you do take a boat over there or you can walk from the TTC, obviously we've said already, the beach is not just for resort guests there. That beach is open. They have a nice, wide, long beach that goes all the way from the marina all the way down to the bungalows. And you can literally bring blankets, a picnic basket, and have yourself a little resort day picnic on the beach at the Polynesian. You can watch the ferries go by. You can wait for the fireworks at night and all around. Like, just that beach is, you know, it's a great vibe. There's the Dole Whips there. There's tons of food at the Polynesian. You could make a whole day just out of picnicking on the Polynesian beach.
Yeah. And if you, like Cody said, if you can't get a dining res, just these resorts are so good to talk about because you can get, all guests are allowed to be there. Like you just go to the TTC and take a monorail over. Like that's totally acceptable and totally fine. So any of these tips that you want to go check out and do, it's pretty much all for anyone just going, which is great. So we had a lot of food things for the Poly.
Yeah.
We love food. So
yeah,
it checks out.
Last few things for the Poly. If you are staying there, this one actually, you do have to be staying there for this to matter. They have a really nice gazebo with two very large gas grills for barbecuing. I know a lot of the hotels, if you go to the DVC lounge or the DVC check-in area, they will rent you out the, you know, all the barbecue tools and stuff that you would need, like the skewers and the tongs and a spatula or whatever it is. So, you know, if you're staying there, and that one again is for resort guests, if you're staying there and you want a fun day off, you can hit Instacart, get some stuff delivered, get some sauce to marinate and fully grill out. I know on Memorial Day, that's what we're hoping to do. I don't know if we'll do it at the Polynesian. You know, actually a lot of the, I think all the deluxes have grills except for Riviera, if I'm thinking about it. I'd have to really look into it to be 100% positive, but the Polynesians, it's like over in the bungalow area and it's in a beautiful gazebo and it's just like really tropical and fun. And I would love to go and like grill up some like sweet and sour chicken and maybe go upstairs to Tambu Lounge and get some Ohana noodles, super fresh to have with it. And then we could bring it out and do dinner on the beach there.
The first time I did the walk from the Poly to the TTC was the first time I noticed how many cool little spots there are hidden over there by all the buildings. Because if you go to the Poly, you're just at the lobby area, right? You're just going down to the beach. You don't really make your way over to the right. And there's a lot of really cool little areas to just chill and relax, kind of all spread out those buildings. So that was always really interesting to me to find. And that walk to the TTC, if you're staying at the Poly, it is really not far. It is really not bad. Like, I would say take the walk to the TTC if you're trying to go to Epcot and don't go all the way around the resort loop and then get on the Epcot loop. I would just walk and then go to the Epcot. I have another one that is super, super basic. If you love Disney, if you love the Polynesian, you're gonna be like, Lex, this is a terrible, you know, tip because everybody knows this. But let's say you're new to the Polynesian, you're new to Disney resorts, and you somehow are listening to this, I don't want to move on from the Poly without mentioning, if you are trying to get into Trader Sam's, because Trader Sam's is this amazing tiki bar. The drinks in there are crazy expensive, but crazy good and filled with lots of alcohol. And they come in these really cool tiki mugs. And there's this kind of an interactive show going on or experience as you're, you know, hanging out. It's really hard to get in there. The line and the callback system can be hours that you're waiting for. If you just want to go experience the actual drinks and taste what the drinks taste like, they have a back patio that you have at another bar and you can order food there, but that you can also order anything off the menu from the inside. You're just not going to get the really cool like mugs, right? It's just, it all comes.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can't get the mug. So like you missed out on that. You miss out on the experience, but you get the really, really good drink. So if you're there for the first time and you can't get into Trader Sam's or you want to, but it's too long, but you just want a good drink, go to the back patio. They have every drink there. And it's really cool because they'll have a live person come out and play the ukulele, play some really fun tropical music. And it's just usually a really good time back there. So I don't want to move on from that without mentioning it, even though most of you listening definitely already know that.
Yeah, if you're looking for a really fun, like night out, like nightlife type stuff, Trader Sam's patio gets rowdy.
Yeah, it's great. It can get rowdy. Yeah, it's fun. Anything else for the Poly?
That was all I had. The Poly was pretty much our least dense in things.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back on the monorail. Keep going. Next up is the Grand Flow, which this I have some beef with, which we'll get to, but they took away one of my all-time favorite Grand Flow things, but it's okay. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The Grand Floridian Hotel. It's really popular for some people, but you either really love this place or it's really not your vibe. And it's very much my vibe. Like I think I would stay at the Grand Floridian out of all three resorts on the loop if I could pick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so much your vibe, right?
I love the Grand Floridian. Like, the villa that we stayed in a couple weeks ago for spring break, to me, was probably the best decorated, in my opinion, probably the best Disney room I've ever been in.
It was beautiful.
No, I love that resort. I really do love the Grand Floridian. I just think there are parts of the Grand Floridian that are old.
Yeah.
Like, I do agree. The lobby is old. Like, the lobby needs to be brought up to speed. I think Grand Floridian Cafe is like insufferably old. Like, I think the carpet is old. I think the furniture is old, all of it. Like, I think it's just due for a refurb, especially, like, you know, that old timey version of luxury is just different now.
Well, and another issue with it too, as much as I love it, they're renovating it so slowly. So you have,
it is taking forever.
You have different parts of the resort, you know, be updated, and it's like these beautiful, like, lavish, and it has the same vibe, which is great. Like, I was really afraid when they were going to start touching this resort, they're going to be taking away a lot of what I love about it, like this elegant Victorian vibe. But they did a really good job at keeping it. So they're slowly moving to different parts of the resort and redoing it. So I think that's also why it's so noticeably that, like, there are certain parts that just seem old, because then you walk into another part of the resort and it's like very new. But I do love it. I do love it. Okay, starting off with some tips. I'm just going to go straight to mine and get mine over with. My first one, because I'm so depressed about this. I can't even give this as a tip anymore because they took it away, but there's something else there that if you're there, you should try. So I'm going to go ahead and say this. The Grand Floridian Cafe, I will say this, as a whole, the food is nothing spectacular. Like, there's nothing on the menu that is like, oh my gosh, I have to get this, have to try this. There is one thing you should try, but it's for dinner. It is a place I would never really eat for dinner. I definitely would not pick that, go anywhere else. But for breakfast, especially if you're like on a girls trip or if it's like your bachelorette party, it's so cute in there. I absolutely love it. There's so much sunlight in that place. But they used to have these, you could get, it's one of the only places on property where you can order a Mickey waffle, and it's not the little tiny Mickey waffles. It's the big, like, one piece Mickey waffle. And then from there, you can do these things called, like, waffle enhancements. And there were like three different flavors of things you can add. And each thing that you ordered, if I ordered like one set of enhancements, it came with three different toppings. So a total of nine different toppings, but they each would cost like $5 additional charge. But like one of them was like a sugar cookie. So it was like sugar cookies and then like granola and then like strawberries and like a mascarpone cheese. And then another one was like blueberries and lemon curd and then like something else with it. But it was like really cool, unique things to add. And it was always so fun to like go in and get these waffle enhancements. Anyway, long story short, they took it away after COVID. It never came back and I'm depressed and it's horrible and I hate everything.
Actually, that's not true. It was there during COVID. I don't know when they took it away. Remember we did the monorail crawl that one? We did the brunch monorail crawl. We had brunch at all three restaurants.
And I got the enhancement. Oh, you're right.
Blackout drunk on accident. Yeah. I was drinking like quadruple tequila shots.
You're right.
They had that there.
Maybe when we go back on Thursday, because on Thursday we're going to go and spend like an entire day or a big chunk of a day going through some of these things and posting it on our Instagram and all of our socials. I'll go because I have a res for Grand Flow Cafe for breakfast on Thursday, because I thought I was going to get my waffle enhancements. I'll ask them and we'll see. But if you're there and they don't have them, I was going through the menu and I like pointed out this. I haven't had it yet, but it's a buttermilk fried chicken and waffle hand breaded with chicken breast and a melted waffle and sriracha honey drizzle. And that sounded so delicious to me. And Cody said he's had it and it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it for dinner on Christmas Eve with my mom and my little brother.
Have it for dinner too, not just breakfast.
Well, but it wasn't a waffle. It was mashed potatoes and something else.
Oh, then for breakfast.
Oh, actually, no, I did have it with a waffle. I had it with a waffle.
I guess chicken and waffles for dinner. I've seen that before at restaurants.
Chicken and waffles, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like, I'm pretty sure the waffle I remember thinking was kind of whatever, but the fried chicken cutlet itself was really great. The sriracha honey was really tasty. And I think I thought it was on mashed potatoes because I remember being so whatever. I ended up just eating the chicken and not whatever else was there. So if it was a waffle, then it's whatever, but the fried chicken itself is so good. And you're probably less particular about I am than waffles. Like, yeah. I'm just like annoyingly intense about that. But yeah,
I really
was good. I mean, I said I would get it again.
I want to try it because there used to be a really, really very similar menu item over at, Trails End. Trails End had a very similar item on their menu.
I don't really remember.
And it was with like, it had this really sweet and spicy like syrup, and it had like basil and like strawberries. It was like delicious. It's like one of my very first Instagram pictures I ever took. It's back there. I should go back and scroll. I loved it. And they took that away from me. And I was really upset about that. So when I saw this in the menu, it was like, oh, it kind of sounds like it could be similar. So I'm going to go try it out. Maybe I'll just keep my grandfather res on Thursday and go get this chicken and waffle. We'll see. Anyway, so I wanted to quickly just rant about that because
you know what you should try. Sorry that I just thought about. If we do go to Grand Flow, I mean, it's breakfast, so I can't do it for my stomach, but I'm just thinking about it. What I would ask for is I would see if you could get the cheeseburger bun, whatever brioche bun that comes on, and replace the burger with the fried chicken cutlet. Or order the chicken and instead of the waffle, be like, hey, can you just bring it out on a bun?
But I want the waffle.
Add a slice of cheese. Well, I mean, for me, like, I didn't care about the waffle, but I thought the chicken was good.
It's like, I want the waffle.
So I could like recreate like a Southern fried chicken sandwich and get pickles, American cheese, a little bit of bacon. I bet you that would be really tasty.
Love that. Okay. Okay, while we're on the subject of food, I know on our last trip to the Grand Floridian, Cody and I discovered a new place for food at Grand Flow that we had never been to, and we were very, very surprised to find out how good it was. Cody, do you want to talk a little bit about our favorite new eating spot at Grand Flow?
Yeah, so it's Pool Bar. That's the actual name, Beaches, not just Pool. The vague thing I'm saying. It is called the Pool Bar.
It's Beaches Pool Bar and Grill.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Sorry. And that is over. That's at the pool that has the big kids. What would you call it? Like a splash pad, but it's massive and has like,
what's the, it's Alice themed. And
yeah, it's basically not the quiet adult pool. There's two pools at the Grand Floridian. One of them is clearly for being quiet at and enjoying in the middle of the courtyard. And then one of them is for having fun and being rowdy. So at that one, they have Beaches Pool Bar. And when we were talking to the bartender, and I had just ordered bento on Uber Eats, and she was like, well, you shouldn't have done that because we're actually known for our food. And I was like, okay, like, sure, I guess explain that to me. And so they have a signature burger patty there, which is never frozen, I found out. It is fresh, never frozen. So shout out Wendy's. and if I remember correctly, it's Angus, short rib, and chuck. And it was so good. I got it the next day. I couldn't physically believe what I was eating. It was so delicious. And then they also have a portobello sandwich. And it's in this really nice, soft flatbread with vegetables and avocado and whatever. And she was like, but the thing is, get it with grilled chicken instead of the portobello, because they have fresh grilled chicken breast back there. So they grill up a chicken breast and they throw it in this little flatbread pocket. We actually went back not even a week later with Cam to go have lunch there, and all three of us got it, and it was so good. They have cucumber salad as a side, which I love cucumber salad. If you've never had it, you basically take a mandolin and you shave your cucumber down into nice thin slices, and then you just soak it in a bowl of vinegar with a ton of sugar, and it is so tasty. And yeah, so Beaches Pool Bar ended up being like maybe one of the most superior pool bars of all time, because I guess I'm assuming the way it was built back when it was built was to function more as a quick service, because back then I'm sure Gasparilla wasn't as fine as it is now. Because if you remember when we first started Los Pres, Gasparilla was not this big, nice, beautiful restaurant. It was totally different. And a lot of the newer resorts now, the pool bars just, you know, Riviera doesn't even have a pool bar. They have Bar Riva, which is, you know, functions inside the restaurant. But, you know, you think about, you know, I was at Saratoga this weekend, and their pool bar, you know, And, you know, most places, it's all just grab and go. You think about the Boardwalk, their pool bar has the worst food. It's like grab and go Caesar salad wrap, a pretzel. And
well,
a
and that's
dog.
How the other bar is at Grand Flow. It's all like pre-made things. Like the Quiet Pool yeah. has that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one, I mean, the food was, it blew us away. We couldn't believe what a hidden gem this was. And we posted about it. And I would say maybe like four people were like, oh my God, like, yeah, we've been eating there for years. Like, it's a, such a best kept secret. And yeah. then everyone else was like, wait, what? This pool bar is good?
Yeah, and the chicken sandwich, but technically the portobello sandwich, it has this like fire roasted tomato aioli on it.
Yeah.
And it has baby spinach, and it is so stinking good. Like, I absolutely loved it. They also had this other salad that sounded so interesting to me, but I went with the chicken instead.
What was it?
It was like was it called an island chicken Caesar salad. So the chicken was like
jerk chicken,
jerk marinated chicken breast. And then it was romaine and kale. And then it had Caesar dressing, but the croutons were pineapple bread croutons.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And we didn't get that?
No, I was torn. You remember? I was so torn on between which one I wanted, but I knew I was like really, really hungry and I needed like a lot. I just needed like a lot.
Well, we'll definitely try that this week.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound so good? The pineapple bread croutons? I was like, that's so unique. And like the Caesar salad has the jerk chicken in
it. Wow. Okay.
Right? So again, that's all there. And they also had the lobster rolls there.
Yes, they have
as well.
Split bun, toasted split bun lobster sliders. They look so good.
Yeah, it's like on three mini brioche buns, and it was just I'm not a big lobster person. I love crab, but like not a big lobster gal, so that was not interesting to me, but it looked really good to anyone who likes lobster.
Very interesting. Wow. I'm definitely gonna have to go try that on Thursday. That'll be one of our things that we cover.
Yeah, I'll get the salad on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
And so remember, just gonna throw this out there, you guys, definitely make sure you're following along on Instagram on Thursday, and then on Friday I'll crank out a vlog too for you guys, and we'll pretty much take this whole list and we're gonna do all of it. We're gonna show it to you all with visuals.
Yes. Okay. Wow. We did a lot of food there. One thing I do want to highlight also at Grand Floridian, and this is also what you will find out at Contemporary when we head there next. The Polynesian doesn't have this, but at Grand Flow and at Contemporary, they have cabana rentals. It used to be where you could just go even if you weren't
Wait, did you say the Poly doesn't have them?
It doesn't.
The Poly does have them.
Wait, it does?
At the middle pool.
Oh, in the other one. That's what I'm thinking,
but
the main
ones
one.
Those are like double digit versus triple digit,
right?
Because they're not true cabanas. They're just like coverings that you can reserve.
Right. It's like chairs, like couches. Like these ones are, like, I'm talking about, are like the big, like, it comes with food and drink and
private server.
You're underneath, you have like a seating area underneath the big tent. And then you have these really nice luxurious lounge chairs outside of your cabana. It used to be where you could just, anyone could rent it, even if you weren't staying on property, and it gave you access to the pool.
Actually, yeah. On New Year's last year, we got a cabana at the Contemporary. Do you remember? It was so fun.
It was so cheap because we split it between like six people.
There were six people. I think we got it for $100-something. We got a fruit plate. We got drinks all day. Sodas included, water bottles. There was a TV. So we were watching the Disney Channel. And they have like the lounge chairs out front that you get to lay in. I mean, it's a pretty luxury experience, all things considered.
And I will say, like, even though they don't let you do it anymore if you're not staying there, and they did up the price a tiny bit, I have stayed other places where I've got, you know, we've all split a cabana, and it is much more expensive than the ones at Disney World. I'm actually surprised Disney's not charging more.
Well, the
for
Beach
them.
Club ones,
the
are
Beach
really
Club
expensive.
One is ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
The Beach Club one is like many hundreds of dollars for the whole day.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been to one where I split it with girls for like a bachelorette party. It's like $800.
Oh yeah,
like it's ridiculous.
Day.
But then
it usually includes a little bit more than Disney will give you. But yes,
they will. Yeah, like the server would like bring us all a free drink.
Everyone gets a hummus plate for free. Yeah,
yeah,
like you're really buying into an experience, and Disney's literally just renting you a space.
Yeah, so definitely something to keep in mind if you're staying there and you have time to plan and you have time to save and you want to go down there and just just have one day where you get the cabana, I think it's definitely worth it for just one of your pool days. I don't think you need it every day, because what's great about a deluxe resort like this is that their lounge chairs are actually really they're already better than the moderate and the value resort lounge chairs. But I think for one day, it'd be really, really fun. So you can do this at the Grand Floridian and at the Contemporary, and just literally just Google it on the My Disney Experience app or on the website, and there'll be a number there that you can call and reserve it, because you can't book it online. You have to call in order to book it. But you definitely should. Also at the Grand Floridian, which you will also find this true at Contemporary as we get there, this is on our first stop for the monorail loop, is our first marina. Because of the Poly, do they have the marina there?
Poly has a
not to rent out boats. Not to rent.
They can dock there.
Yeah,
I think they do fireworks cruises out of there, but you can't rent from there.
Yeah, so we won't talk about this too long, but renting the boats is one of our all-time favorite things to do at Disney World. And if you go with a group of people, I think I broke it down to, there was six of us, and it was $15 per person when we went the last time.
For what?
For the boat, without any discounts, with just the $90.
The boats, yeah, $90 an hour, $45 if you're a cast member.
Yeah.
For just not a pontoon boat, or for a pontoon boat, not for the Sea Racers.
But you can bring your own food and your own drinks that are non-alcoholic. They will let you bring any of that. So any sodas, any food. We went over to, you can go to the quick service and get a bunch of brunch from there and bring it over. If you can go with a group of people, we highly, highly, highly recommend doing this. And you can do it from the Grand Floridian and then from the Contemporary as well. And it's just one of our all-time favorite experiences.
Yeah. Other things from Grand Flo coming back into the resort here. This isn't like a secret. I guess this will just be a Cody T tip because I don't have many of these. I don't drink cocktails often. I'm not really a cocktail guy. I mean, with dinner, yeah. But when I'm like drinking, I'm like pretty much just
White Claw or tequila.
Tequila in a cup with a side of water. But the Grand Floridian is home to my favorite cocktail on all of Disney property, the Lavender Fog. It's Nolet Silver Dry Gin with Rothman and Winter Cream de Violet, English breakfast tea, vanilla, and cream. So it's like, obviously it's a gin-based drink. The big flavors in it are the tea and the creme de violet. So it's like where you get like the lavender flavor from. So it's like this really nice floral tea, and the gin like is like really like tucked under there, so you don't taste it much. And then it has the vanilla and the cream. So it's sweet and it's smooth. It's a little creamy, which also I don't drink any drinks that have alcohol and dairy in them. This is the one exception I make. It is so good. It's delicious. It's like the perfect evening drink.
It was so good that, as coming from someone who hates tea with a passion, I don't know what it is about the flavor.
You don't drink like sweet tea?
Oh my gosh. I guess I've
never seen you drink that before.
When
in my
I'm
life.
Sick, I'll definitely drink hot teas that have, you know, echinacea or whatever good things I need for myself, and I will be fine. But I would just give me the bitter, dark coffee. That's what I want. But anyway, I don't like tea. I really don't. But he let me try a sip of his, and it was so stinking good. And from coming from someone who hates tea, if I liked it, you know, it's really good. It was delicious. I was upset that I had ordered my drink and didn't get yours.
Yeah. Do you have any more for the Grand Flo? I think I have like one more, basically the spa, and then
I know the spa was on the list that we wanted to mention, but that was pretty it. I'm excited to go and hopefully soon try Citricose again.
Yeah.
Because they made it all Mary Poppins themed, but like nice upscale, settled Mary Poppins theme. So when we go do that, maybe we'll have some tips off that menu for you, but nope, let's go on to the spa.
Yeah, so just going to throw it out there again. This is like not, you know, hidden information, but there are two Senses spas by Disney at Walt Disney World. One of them is at Saratoga Springs, which is my preferred
the best
spa.
One.
It's, you know, it's two stories. It has a couple more amenities than the Grand Floridian, but the Grand Floridian does have a Senses spa. If you're doing a race weekend and you need a massage, if you need to get your hair done and get a massage before a wedding or whatever, Senses is the place. I do have a tip/trick. I haven't checked on it since the pandemic had basically kept them closed. They did reopen. I'm not sure how open they are or if it's to this level, but before the pandemic, you could get day passes. So I would basically get a $20 day pass, or you could buy them in bulk. I think I got 5 day passes for $70. And they're actually still sitting in my wallet because I got them right before everything shut down. I'm sure they'll still accept my day passes. I'm not sure if they still sell them, but the day pass gets you in. You can use the hot tubs, the relaxation lounges. I know Grand Floridian doesn't have a steam room or a sauna, and I can't remember if Saratoga does or not, which is basically why I stopped going to those spas. I go to a different day spa now, not on property. But yeah, if you do need a nice relaxing day and you're just interested in a little hot tub and doing some reading and taking a nap, they do have the heated zero gravity chairs in there as well. And that's at Senses, which is out in the parking lot by the DVC lobby and the basketball court.
Yeah, over by the villas. But if you are going to go to one, you are going to book one, I would say make your way over to Saratoga just because it's better. Okay, so let's go to our third and our final stop. Let's go to the Contemporary, which is so funny because it used to be like my least favorite resort ever. And then I went through a season where I like loved the Contemporary. I think I stayed there for the first time and it changed my total like point of view of the Contemporary. But now I'm kind of back to like, I don't know. Like, but it's so, there's so many good things there.
Oh, I love it. Especially with all the new, like the big redesign. It's so beautiful in there. I could live in that lobby.
Again, I think it's absolutely beautiful. I think the new additions they've added are genius and amazing. But I think we have been staying at more resorts lately. Like, I will say that. And like, I wish when I walked into the Contemporary lobby, there was that huge big opening. You don't get that big opening until you go upstairs. And I think that's always what makes me always just kind of like, when I walk in. But I will say the new decoration there is ridiculously beautiful. But yeah, so maybe you start us off with this one because I only have like a few things on the Contemporary. Obviously, again, just to recap, they have the marina here, so you can rent out the boats, $90 for 1 hour. They have the cabanas here, so you can rent out those cabanas. I know what we should talk about. That's right.
The yacht. Really quickly, I will say, going back to Grand Floridian, they don't have, it's not up in servicing right now, but Disney does have a yacht on property that you can rent. It's called the Grand One. We've rented it before. It's $800 an hour. It fits up to 12 people. You can hire a butler who will come on and serve whatever food and beverage you pay for. The year when we did this, it must have been 2017. So this was many years ago. And we got a whole lot of people together and we got a discount on it at the time. We paid half of what we were supposed to. I forgot how that worked out the way it did. And we got the butler and we ordered like 5 pizzas from the Grand Floridian and a couple bottles of champagne. And we had a butler popping bottles for us. We were eating pizza and we got to watch Happily Ever After from the back of this yacht where they funnel the music in. And it was the most insane night ever. You can see that video on our YouTube channel. If you go to our Under the Sea music video, we shot it on the yacht that day.
Yeah, that was fun. Probably something we'll never do again. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, right. As soon as it opens, I'm booking it.
Oh gosh. Okay, so one thing I do want to talk about are the Contemporary. Kind of how Cody was talking about how like the Grand Floridian just seems old to him. There are definitely parts of the Contemporary that I'm just like, God, this just seems so old, and it's fine. But the one place where I really don't like it the most, because based of how it just needs a redo, is their pool area.
That pool is not nice or fun, especially that back pool. You know how they have like,
yeah,
that pool is gross.
Yeah. Like I do not enjoy my time there when I'm at that pool. However, we stayed recently over on
Bay Lake Tower
for the first time. And while the room was fine, I was mostly impressed.
The room was amazing.
It was, but again.
Yeah, it was kind of plain though.
Very plain and outdated by already. Like, we sound very snobbish. Oh my gosh. But like,
we're just talking about decoration.
That's true.
Not like we're not grateful to be there, but
right.
We can observe as people who professionally review hotel rooms that
Yeah, no, I get it. But okay, you go to Bay Lake Tower. My biggest beef over there is that there's no food, but their pool area is so much better than the pool area over at Contemporary. And I always thought, I was talking with Cody and I was like, gosh, like, I wish we could just go to this pool all the time when you stayed at Contemporary. And he looked at me and he's like, you can go to that pool all the time if you stay at the Contemporary.
Yeah, you're a resort guest.
But I didn't realize we had access to the Bay Lake Tower pool. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. It is, if you are at the Contemporary, get out of the Contemporary pool and go to the Bay Lake pool. They have, if you have kids, the slide over there is massive. It is so much bigger than the slide over at Contemporary. And just, it's just so much more pretty. They have like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like this, before you enter into the pool, it's like the back, like garden patio area of Bay Lake.
It's like an entryway. It's a big, massive entryway.
It's so beautiful and peaceful. And like, I wanted to like bring a book outside and like read over there.
They have the big tile Mickey mural that goes around the slide.
I was just so upset that like any other time, that was like my third or fourth time staying at Contemporary and my first time at Bay Lake. And I'm so mad that I never took the opportunity to walk down, just right down, and go to the Bay Lake pool. So if you're staying at Contemporary, you have access to that pool and you should use it. That's my biggest tip.
Yeah. The Contemporary doesn't have quite as much as everywhere else. You know, one of the ones we do have on here is California Grill, which right now is a $90 prefix menu if you're seating. But if you sit at the bar, they do have an a la carte menu. It is extremely limited. It has like 6 items on it. And each of them, it's like the $30 spicy Kazan roll, which I think should literally be illegal. The short rib wonton, you know, which is a classic. But that is a good one. If you're looking to go up there and not spend $90, you'll just have to sit and wait for a spot at the bar to open. But you will be able to get around that insane $90 prefix, which to me, unless you're eating the most expensive thing on the menu, which is the $60 filet, it just doesn't equate. You know, before you could have done appetizer, dinner, and dessert for way under $90, depending on what you were ordering. And now you're buckled into $90 no matter what you're getting, which I think is kind of whack, but it's just, you know, it's business, I guess. So yeah, sit at the bar.
I would also be okay. I'm not okay with $90, but they took away so many of the good menu options at California Grill. So like my favorite thing there was this butternut squash ravioli. They took it away. It's gone.
Well,
it's gone.
That was seasonal anyway. Butternut squash is
seasonal
vegetable.
The goat cheese vegetable.
That's different.
That one. It was my favorite menu item. And during this prefix season, which is only going to be for the 50th celebration, it's supposed to go back to normal once the 50th is over. So fingers crossed. But there is another tip with the Grand Floridian while we're on the topic. Most people do know this, but in case you don't, this is a really, really, really good tip. I said Grand Floridian, didn't I, or no?
I think you did.
Oopsie. Sorry, California Grill. If you're there for lunch, or let's say you're there at like 5 p.m., 6 p.m., like hours before the fireworks start, and you end up, you know, leaving dinner, you've finish your meal, check out, whatever, and it's like 7 p.m., but fireworks don't start till like 8:30, whatever. Save your receipt, and then you can take your receipt when it's time for fireworks, go show the hostess at California Grill, and they'll let you go back upstairs and watch the fireworks when it's fireworks time. I really loved doing this because for a long time, getting a dinner res at California Grill, like in 2016 and 17, it was really hard. It was not easy, and it was usually always full, but you can get an earlier dinner res. And my first time I ever went to California Grill, it was in that way. I went around like 5 or 6 p.m. and then I like walked around the resort and hung out and then came back upstairs with my receipt and I watched the fireworks and they have the music up there. It's really, really nice. So again, if you know Disney, you already know that tip, but in case you don't, it's one important one to know while we're talking about Contemporary. Anything else? Basins in Grand Flow, which we missed that. I wish we would have remembered that. But anyway, go ahead.
So as the resident Disney tennis player, my favorite tennis court on Disney World property out of Animal Kingdom, the Boardwalk, the Beach Club, or I guess Yacht Club, Saratoga, Old Key West, and the Contemporary. Bay Lake has my favorite tennis court. It's right at the edge of Bay Lake. It's on the other side of Bay Lake Tower, opposite the main Contemporary building. If you play in the morning, the sun comes up over on the opposite side, but the sun goes down on the Bay Lake side, which is super awesome. You can hear the theme park happening while you're playing. And this is also where the basketball court is. So it's a big open double wide court with lights for nighttime. And if you're doing any sort of like outdoor workouts and stuff, great place to do outdoor workouts if you're not going to the gym.
Yeah, I played there with you once. That was really pretty.
I love it there. I think it's great. You can literally hear like people screaming on the Astro Orbiter. And like, yeah, you just look over to one side and it's like this northern Pacific looking lake with trees everywhere. And then you turn around and look to your other side and you can see Tomorrowland and the monorail. Yeah, it's super awesome.
Yeah, so I think we need to figure out a few more things we like about Contemporary. I mean, we like a lot of things, like Steakhouse 71. We love that that's, you know, here. And I think it's a great addition. I'm actually going there for breakfast for the first time on Friday because our Patreon got to pick what restaurant we ate at
on the monorail resort
for this week. And they picked breakfast at Steakhouse 71, which I'm stoked about because I've only ever done lunch and dinner there. I had the bar menu, but never breakfast. So I'm really excited. And breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So woohoo. So if you're looking for a review on Steakhouse 71 breakfast and maybe any of my little tips from that, I'll be going there Friday morning and I'll post that all live and everything so you can see that. And thank you, Patreon, for picking that because I'm really excited to go. But yeah, I think we need to find out some more like
tips and tricks.
Our own insider Contemporary things.
There's just not a lot to do at the Contemporary, really.
But maybe there is, and we just don't know.
I don't think so.
They had the painting thing at Contemporary.
Yeah, but they don't even do that anymore.
They stopped it.
I mean, you can do it in the DVC lounge. You just can't do it at California Grill.
Oh, that's right. That was when it was closed. You're right. Mm, wow. All right. Well, maybe while we're there, because we're going there on Thursday to spend a lot of time at the resorts, maybe we'll try to find something interesting.
We'll amend this.
Yeah.
An appendage to this podcast.
Yeah. Who knows? But that was really fun. I love the resorts. I hope this was helpful to you guys. I hope that you learned at least one or two things. Again, if you're big Disney people, you probably know a lot of this, but I'm hoping there's a few things in there that you're like, man, Cody and Lex coming in with the tips and tricks.
Yep. So that was it. All of our tips and tricks at the Bay Lake Monorail Resort Loop hotels. And yeah, if you guys have any that we missed, please DM them to us on Instagram so we can share them with people. We'll share them in our story. And don't forget, if you would like 15% off your order today, you can go use the code right now, Bay Lake. And I think we will see you in 2 weeks because we do have Marvel week coming up, which I can say, and we have a really fun Marvel podcast lined up. We're going to be building our own Avengers teams and then having you guys vote in our Instagram stories to decide whose Avengers team would win.
I have one. And I swear to God, if you take her from me, I will riot.
I'm taking Scarlet Witch. That's my first one.
No, she's not your first one. No.
That's my first one, literally.
I'm going first, so I'll get to pick her first.
Why would you go first? We have to flip a coin. It's a draft.
No, I go first.
No.
Scarlet Witch is mine. Anyway, come back in 2 weeks to see us probably argue for 45 minutes about Avengers teams. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening, and we love you guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye.